This is Moneyline.
Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
More and more these days, it feels like sports are losing out to hype. Who dissed who? Who signed the fattest contract? Who got busted for cheating? Lost, too, is the unique capacity sports have to inspire us, to unite us. Well, great news, sports fans. Sports are still being played for the right reasons. They're still as entertaining as they are character building. You just have to know where to find it. And you only have to look as far as your local Indiana high school. You know, the place where the games are exciting, concessions are affordable, and the parking is free. Where the emphasis is on hustle and heart instead of hype. If you prefer real, honest-to-goodness sport played for all the right reasons, you'll find it at your hometown high school. High school sports. Games are being played this weekend at an Indiana high school near you. Okay, everybody, who's in?
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hey, WILO listeners, get ready because we've started something big. It's called Big Deals, and it's a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save big money. Our website has certificates to all kinds of restaurants, auto services, salons, and more. To find out the big deals in North Central Indiana, log on to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And click on the Big Deals tab. The Big Deals store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Again, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded, just like you.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
Hot, hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning to you. Top of the day from the Wake Up Crew. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We're gonna start without further ado. A double entendres will turn you on. If you're in your car or sitting down on the john, we really hope you like us a bunch. When we blow the jokes, you'll probably lose your lunch.
Jen Hartman and Kevin Keith on Party W-I-L-O.
Not my best work, Ken, but I put that together for us yesterday. I thought you might like that.
I was waiting for the big drum ensemble or something like that at the end. Like, hey, a really big send-off. A
little more something, right?
Yeah, right.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. It is a Friday morning. Ken and I will be here for another half hour. We want to thank our Party Line sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Sepultime Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Hardesty Landscaping, and Brett Capps, Edward Jones Advisor, as we say good morning to Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly.
Good morning.
Hey, Rich, thanks for the call this morning.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be a part of it.
So, How's the world of Rich Kelly this morning?
Well, it's going good. We have the sun's shining and everything's moving in the right direction. That's what we want to see.
Well, I've asked everybody this question. I might as well ask you the same thing here. What's your reaction to the governor going to stage five?
Well, I think it's a good thing, and you know, I mean, progressively, there's a point in time where, you know, we have to, you know, start getting back to business, getting back to things, and you know, still with the mask requirements or the recommendations, you know, and I think that, you know, that's particularly good for the folks that need the protection.
So it's almost back to, are you ready to say you've already had business as usual, or is that even possible anymore?
Well, I hate to say it, but I think in some ways, and I don't know how to say it, but in some ways, business has gotten better as far as how we do and our operations at the facility and even as officers out there on the road. You know, so it brought to light things that, you know, we could do on a general basis to keep us safe, and that's from everything, from, you know, other diseases and, you know, flu and the different strains and things like that. So I think that's the benefit of what we went through. And then on the downside of it is, you know, it's like, you know, on a daily basis, we receive phone calls about fingerprinting, and other locations have been closed throughout the duration of the initial portion of the COVID-19 from March until, you know, basically August and into September. And the fingerprinting for their firearms permits, things like that, it became difficult to find locations. So that's the difficult part of it, that people didn't get services in their regular areas. So they schedule here, disrupt the schedule for people here in Clinton County that, you know, want to get that done. And they're ending up having to schedule out till October, November. And I'm sure they're into December now for those permit fingerprints through Identigo. So that's the difficult part of it. But, you know, with that, we adapt to it and do the best we can.
Rich, there's been some discussion about bringing federal inmates in here, and I know it's been a contentious discussion. Can you bring people up to speed what's kind of going on and just put it out there where it is right now?
Well, what we have done, we are holding federal inmates, and it's the same as we hold Department of Corrections inmates. You know, it's a part of what we do for other agencies, and it's a cooperative situation. But the county does make money in the fashion of holding these folks. We get reimbursed by Indiana Department of Corrections. We also get reimbursed by the federal government, Federal Bureau of Prisons, to hold these inmates. So on the plus side of it, that's the plus part of it. And on the other end of it is that we do have these inmates in our community or in our county and the facility.
Hey, Rich, could you talk a little bit about what we need to be aware of with Halloween? I know it's still a little over a month away, but all indications are, I know the fun group is going to do a big deal out at TPA Park, and of course they're going to be socially distant and responsible with everything, but it's going to be a little different this year with maybe more vehicles driving around town, so you'll have to really be super, super cautious this year, I think.
I think so. You know, I think the plan is that the TPA Park will be the main place to go do your trick-or-treating. But there's also trunk-or-treats in different locations at some of the churches. I know that the YMCA has had their parking lot has done a trunk-or-treat in the past. So it's one of those things where we do have to be aware. We do have to watch, you know, the kids out walking, and if families choose to walk, if it's a 70-degree October night, I think people will walk. You know, and use caution, you know, and always be aware that, you know, somebody could walk out there. So, and everybody walking, have a flashlight with you, the glow sticks, some kind of flashing, you know, safety light, and always stay in a group. And, I think, you know, I think it'll be something we have to anticipate, but, I look forward to seeing the event at the different locations.
Rich, with the time change coming up the next day after Halloween, I would still, you'd probably recommend people wearing a lot of reflective clothing that would help people, help them be seen in while they're out there walking, correct?
Absolutely, and that goes for bicycle riding to people walking to school, things like that. I mean, we are going to be going to work, going to school in darkness, and basically coming home in the dark if, you know, with the sun setting and things like that. So, I mean, it's one of those things where the time is upon us, you know, where we're going to see leaves on the ground. We're going to see, you know, colder temperatures. We're going to fall into that first frost. And, you know, we do have to be aware of, you know, this is the time of year where things start getting colder.
And that's unfortunate because it's been so nice, you know, being what it's been here for a while now. And, you know, even though when it was hot, it was a heck of a lot nicer than when it gets super cold.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's maybe we'll end up with that Indian summer, you know, and it might carry us to hopefully into November, but that's only wishful thinking.
I mean, it probably is. What is left for you guys to do yet this year that you want to get taken care of?
Well, for this year, we did get a program started, Quality 360 Healthcare Alliance, in our facility. It's a not-for-profit, and it gives, you know, intensive therapy for mental health, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and, you know, so we have 26 inmates that are involved in that program, and it's operated by our healthcare provider, Quality Correctional Care, and, yeah, it's one of those fantastic abilities to give people while they're in there the mental health care that they get, and they're in there Monday through Friday every day, and these inmates are in peer groups with other inmates that are fighting the same addictions or close addictions, and so it's nice to have that ability to provide that to them. And we just started that this past late August.
You know, this may be a little out of your area, but I'm going to ask this anyway. How do you think Clinton County has responded in general during this time where we've basically been enclosed or shut down or whatever?
Well, I think we've responded well, you know, and I say that because, you know, I help with the Frankfort Youth Football League, and we do quite a bit there with them, and so I gauge it by our kids. And I had one of our football players, he rode his bike from the west side of Frankfort all the way to the high school to go to football practice. And the reason why was he was just ready to get doing something. And so I think our community is still going, and they still want to be a part of it. And, you know, so overall, you know, Board of Health and the other officials in our community, I think they've done a really good job. And, you know, caution is always the key in these situations, I think.
Kevin, you got anything?
Yeah, Sheriff, I was going to say, I saw you the other night at football practice. And thank you for that. The kids were so excited. We got one of the kids in that. Tavio was in that, and he was so excited to bring home that brand new jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and that's a part of, you know, getting these kids out there on the field, whether it's soccer, baseball, and these other sports. And you know, and it's going to be a mixed up year next year too, because mm-hmm. we're trying to catch up and get seasons back in order. But that's kind of where I gauge, you know, where we're at and how we've done. And with our schools, fantastic job, you know, with the community schools of Frankfort and the other schools. Because, you know, I do some stuff with Driver's Ed at Mr. T's, and, you know, and that's kind of how you look at these kids and see how they're doing mentally. And it's something that they're trying to catch up with, and it's new. It's new to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Parents, you know, I feel for the parents, and, you know, we typically have 4 to 5 kids at home every day. And the others are in college, but it's one of those things where it's a stress upon everybody, not just you know, businesses and the sheriff's office and police departments, but it's at home as well, and that's what's difficult.
You brought up something just a second ago, you know, talking about how difficult it's been for everybody to get through this year. What's it going to be like for you guys in the sheriff's department? Is there something that you had to put aside this year that you really wanted to do that you're going to have to do next year, or how's that going to playing the next year's the future schedule for you?
Is that a work question, or is that a question for Rich Kelly?
Well, whichever way you want to go.
Here's both of them.
Okay.
I'll give you both.
All right.
Now, we had a trip to Disney World that was scheduled, and it had to be canceled and everything else. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, with a 14, 15-month-old, that's kind of where you want to be to see their eyes light up. You know, it's the most magical place in the world. So that got canceled on the personal side of it. But on the business side of it, it did. It slows things down to the point where it's just like the meetings, commissioners, meetings with the council, and meetings with anybody. We were put back, had to figure out a new way, you know, Zoom and different things, and using telephone conference calls. And, you know, it's different to get used to when you seal everything, you know, with a handshake or with a conversation, you know, and you can sit there right with the person and get that done. So those are some of the things that, you know, were kind of put aside this year, and you know, obviously find different ways to get things done. But you know, department-wise there at the sheriff's office. You know, I got to commend everybody that works there, you know, even our inmates. You know, it's one of those things where everybody is kind of set back, realize, you know, some things are going to be different. And for the most part, our deputies out there on the road, things like that, having to wear PPE and still take those calls and still try and have conversations through masks and face shields. You know, so those are the things that I'm extremely, you know, proud of our folks at the sheriff's office for getting those things done. Also, you know, staying open and trying to provide the service. You know, we were one of the only facilities that stayed open during the pandemic, early portion of it, to do fingerprints for, you know, firearms permits, the criminal background, things like that. And, you know, so it's kind of one of those things where a lot of things got put aside, but, you know, the folks that work at the sheriff's office found a way to continue and get things done. So I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, it didn't slow you down too much. That's awesome. Now, I know earlier this week, I know you saw Sheriff, the city police had a big drug bust in Frankfort. Took a lot of heroin and fentanyl off the street. I know you guys are always working on, you know, big things like that too. And sometimes this takes a while to develop. But would you tell us just a little bit about how that could help? That helps the community, and it even helps the sheriff's department. That's one more place that you don't have to worry about having drugs on the street, because although it's in city jurisdiction, you know, people could drive from out in the country to come in, and from what we've heard, that was supplying quite a bit of these bad drugs in the area.
Absolutely. You know, last week we had an overdose out in the county on a county road, and you know, did those drugs come from that location? There's a possibility, a mm-hmm. strong possibility. So, you know, working together and cooperation, it's just like, you know, what some of our deputies, our canine units have gotten into out on I-65 and other locations and removing guns and narcotics from people, you know, that aren't of this community.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless, it's our job, you know, to protect the state, protect other agencies, other communities. And when you're taking firearms, narcotics, and off the street, whether it's in the city or out in the county, it's a cooperative effort on all parts, because that's the goal, is to make our community safer here in Clinton County and across the state and even in other locations with the things that are going on in the different cities across the country. You know, if you intercept somebody, you know, with drugs and guns and things like that, body armor, and, you know, hey, it's you're doing a job to service not just here in Indiana, but just across the country as well. So with that, you know, the location in Frankfort, fantastic work by the, you know, city police department and great work by the regional SWAT team to get things done and safe, locked down. And that's what matters. But, you know, those drugs do go all over the county, mm-hmm. not just, you know, they may generate here in Frankfort, or they may generate in other areas of the county, but guess what? You know, I mean, that's why we have faith in our city police and faith in our deputies to get out there and get it located and get it taken out.
Sheriff, I know from the beginning it's been one of your big things on your to-do list to try to help with the retention of inmates and try to help them as they get out of jail to find a job or have some resources. And I know you've went the extra mile on that. I just want to commend you for your compassion on that. But also, you probably, there's been some things, you got to be aware of their mental health too, right? That's something we don't always talk about. You got, because they're people too, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's why, you know, this program that we brought in, through, Quality 360 Healthcare Alliance, it's something that has to be done. It's a productive program that, they get daily therapy, you know, mental health, rehabilitation. They get, it's an evidence-based, treatment program. They get, healthcare or the, mental health care. They also get, group, counseling, financial literacy. There's quite a few things, you know, and I have to give a shout out to First Merchants here in town. Mm-hmm. They come and provide a class for work release folks and get them set up with bank accounts and some financial literacy and some help going forward with, you know, financial issues that they have. And, you know, so it's one of those things where we have to provide those. If we have the, you know, it's our expectation that the time that they have to spend in our facility, that they are going to get the ability to step out there, and when they get out, to have an ability to find a job or have a job when they get out. And our second chance program, you know, helping find those jobs when they are released, you know, and it's a part of what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do the right thing. And the right thing is, you know, these are our fellow Americans, fellow citizens, fellow counties. So, I mean, you know, there are going to be some that are not going to take it and be successful with it. And then, you know, you always look for that one or two people that are going to be your program people that are going to do a fantastic job. So, I mean, you know, it's heartbreaking. And when you get those wins, it's just, you know, it's great. And that's the goal.
Very good. Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly, anything else we need to know before we let you go for the weekend?
Well, hey, I can guarantee you, you're going to see semis parked on the side of the road at the edge of a field. You're going to see big equipment from our local farmers moving down the highway and on our county roads. So please take your time getting around them. Be courteous and remember, you know, this equipment has to move. They have to get the crops out of the field. And this is going to be typically 24/7 for the next month, 2 months. That we're going to see equipment and things out there on the side of the road. So, you know, be cautious and be kind and always treat each and everyone with respect. And that's probably the best advice I could give for our harvest and for our people out there getting that work done. We thank them.
All right. You and Ashley and the family have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you very much, and have a safe weekend. We'll see you Sunday at the high school for some football.
Yes, sir. We'll be there for 2 o'clock. We got that scrimmage. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We'll see you then.
All right, Rich.
Take care, Rich. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Always good to talk with Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly. Take a quick break. Come right back with more Party Line to wrap it up on a Friday.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hey, YLO listeners, get ready because we've started something big. It's called Big Deals, and it's a local website where you can shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses and save big money. Our website has certificates to all kinds of restaurants, auto services, salons, and more. To find out the big deals in North Central Indiana, log on to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab. The Big Deals store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Again, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be
liked. Who hasn't felt protective lately? Of our families, our communities, our resources? In times like these, we all fight to make sure our people are safe. But at the American Cancer Society, our people, our community, our family is made up of millions of cancer patients and their families. So keeping them safe takes everyone's help. During COVID-19, help us keep vital resources available to cancer patients. Please donate to the American Cancer Society at cancer.org.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line. Turn it up, will you? Welcome back here. It is a Friday morning, just about 5 minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind, we would love to talk to you. 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Ken, today's kind of an exciting day around Casper Media. I forgot about this, and I know you look at me and roll your eyes and throw something at me, but
I haven't thrown it yet. I'll make it so I'm getting sharp over here to throw.
The day,
no, I'm kidding.
The day's early, too.
Yeah, that's true. No, I'm all right with it.
Well, we are doing, I guess, coming into the 21st century with what they call voice over IP. I'm trying to think of what the IP, I think it's an internet provider something, probably. Maybe. But anyway, our phone systems will be a little more newer and efficient.
To say efficient and let it go.
And I think we're saving some money. Because you know how outrageous it is
to
pay for a dang phone, a hardline phone these days.
I know.
It's outrageous.
That's why I don't have one anymore.
Yeah, right. Nobody does, hardly. But we do, and we got about five of them. Yep. And so we're switching over today. Now, we was going to do this like a month ago.
Only thing I said, I better work tomorrow morning.
Right. We got to get this right today. We were going to do this about a month ago, and we got up to the point where it was time to measure twice and cut once, right? You can't go back on this. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yep.
So we got to that point, and there was one or two people that weren't comfortable with doing that at that day. We'll just say that. And so we've rescheduled it for this morning. So we'll either be nice and efficient or screaming and cussing. Stand by.
It better not be the latter one. I'm worried about tomorrow now.
No, I think we'll be all right. We're in good hands too. We've got some good people, minds working on this.
Yeah.
Real quick, Russ was out and about in his plane last night.
I saw that.
And man, what a cool shot he got of Lebanon. He's put it up at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. The headline simply reads Lebanon at 2,500 feet.
Of course, I have conveniently buried that, but the fourth story.
Yeah, Ken comes in and puts in a couple stories there. So it's about the fourth or fifth story down. Worth the scroll, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on it, he's got just a beautiful shot of Lebanon. There's the sun up there as it's setting as well. So that photo taken 7:39 last night as Russ, what did he fly down to Lebanon and get some lunch or some late supper?
I have no idea.
No, I know what he did last night, but that was his and Susan's personal time. So they were cruising around central Indiana and I'm not for sure which plane they took. I'm not for sure which one last night. Well, we was talking about Halloween, but it doesn't matter if some communities have canceled it. Americans are still buying tons of candy, Ken.
I noticed that yesterday. I'm trying to figure out why.
Right? Well, the National Confectioners Association says sales of the stuff are up as much as 25% compared to this time last year. Halloween chocolate selling the most. Surprise, surprise. It didn't hurt that companies like Hershey's put Halloween displays up in supermarkets a month earlier.
Oh, I know that.
I saw this in like June. I mean,
I did too.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
A study finds Hawaii is the happiest state. I don't know about that.
I could say something to that, but I'll let that go.
Yeah. What? They're smoking out there or something? They got the ganja?
I'm not saying.
Okay. I don't know. I guess if you lived there and you were a local, maybe it would be the happiest. But every person I've ever talked to who's been to Hawaii, of course, since everything has to be shipped or flown in, you know, it's like $7 for a gallon of milk. You
but
know?
Look at it this way. When the weather is bad out there, it's usually great here.
True. True.
So that's one thing that kind of keeps you happy out there.
Boy, Hawaii is beautiful, though, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
Well, it says a majority of us are back to work. New survey finds less than a quarter of Americans are working from home every day. So just a small thing, but it could really be huge as far as, you know, just give us an indication of where we're going, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least heading right in the right direction.
Yep.
Maybe. Maybe not. Now, we were talking about concerts, and the amphitheater at White River State Park will open this weekend. The brand new venue, the opening was delayed over 2 months by the coronavirus. 1,800 fans seeing local bands at the socially distanced event tomorrow night. So, again, things are getting back to normal. So, a man in Florida, Ken's taking McDonald's to court over McNugget-related injuries.
I saw this.
A South Florida Sun Sentinel reported Alexei Stolfat bit into a chicken nugget with a bone in it and chipped his tooth. He's looking for $1 million in damages. What should McDonald's do on that? Should they have him prove it?
I would just say make sure. Yeah, I would have him prove it for one thing. But also I would say make sure you get the damn bones out of your
beard. Yeah. Make sure it wasn't on your end.
Yeah.
First, because I can't imagine biting into McNugget.
Because I'm sure if there's one in there, there's probably a couple of
them. Yeah, right. It just one didn't slide through.
I don't think just one.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention it. Legendary ESPN college basketball announcer Dick Vitale is on Inside the Huddle live tomorrow morning.
9:30 tomorrow morning.
9:30 tomorrow morning. Of course, we were supposed to have him last Saturday. We had a merry mix-up on together, so we're going to do that tomorrow morning, 9:30, live with Dick EV.
And we'll have George Gilbert in here tomorrow morning at 9, and I'm hoping to get one more that I'm going to keep kind of this is my buddy over at the Mid-American Conference. I'm trying to try and get them on because they right now are the last conference that has not voted back to football for this fall, and I think and they're going to meet today.
Okay.
I hope I get him back.
Might have some timely topical information, too.
I think
too.
We will.
Ken, thanks as always, man.
All right.
All right, and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our sponsors, too, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech, Community College, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Hardesty Landscaping, and Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Ken and I will be back with more Party Line Monday morning at 8:30. Have a great weekend from Wylo.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.